It was announced that there is going to be a gambling complex in Chicago's River West area, or so that's what's on the agenda at this point. An endeavor that's said it could boost finances in Chicago and factor into the upcoming mayoral election and transform the neighborhood and do all kinds of good things for our city. And while many see this as a positive thing, there are many who are very concerned about the losses that are suffered by people with gambling addiction might be adversely affected. And with us to discuss this issue is Zach Savella Stollard. He was an organizer with Stop Predatory Gambling Illinois. Welcome to the show, Zach. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Karen. It's good to be here today with you and your listeners. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I was one of these people who I thought at one point just thought, okay, you know, gambling. So lottery, you know, sports betting. I mean, I don't have an issue with it. And once in a while, I play a lottery ticket. But for some people, this might be a really bad thing. What are your concerns about this gambling casino going in Chicago?
Sure. Yeah, I definitely have been in a similar place myself, right? Thinking that, you know, this is fine for a lot of people. But the concern that I and many have is that it has been shown that new casinos increase problem gambling in proximity to them. It increases the amount of gambling addiction that there is in the area around the casino in the metropolitan area. And that comes with big effects for those who are impacted and for their families. Some of those key ones would be that gambling has actually the highest suicide rate among any kind of addiction. And in a survey of GA members, Gamblers Anonymous members, 57% admitted stealing to finance their gambling. Two-thirds had contemplated suicide. And we've even seen that pathological gamblers' divorce rates are three times average rates of the whole population. So this has huge impacts on people's lives.
You know, what's interesting, too, as I just heard the statistic, and I'm surprised I hadn't heard it before, but my understanding is that people with gambling problems also have problems with domestic violence, and that the worse that problem gets, the worse the domestic violence gets. And that's another negative thing that I knew nothing about.
This really... the funds that this would bring in for the city really come at the expense of a lot of people's well-being.
So tell me, what are the next steps in the approval process? And from what you know and what you understand, is this a done deal?
Sure. The next step for this is that it's going to city council. Our city council still has the opportunity to listen to the voice of the people on this issue and present good questions for the mayor and those who are pushing this proposal. So the city council has to approve this. Then it goes to the Illinois Gaming Board. At this point, there is significant concern from city council. Aldermen of nearby neighborhoods like Alderman Hopkins and Alderman Riley have expressed their deep concern about the location that has been chosen in River West. They've listened to residents in their communities, and a survey of those residents had over 80% opposed to the casino going into their community. So there's a chance for our city council members to really listen to the community and to stop this before it goes forward. And people can help let them know what they think.
You know, I look at some of these statistics. 6 million people are problem gamblers, and 500,000 are teens. And I understand that during COVID, some college students and teens even get into gambling on the computer. They're isolated, becomes obsessive. I hear, you know, 23 million Americans go into debt because of gambling. The average loss is about $55,000. If you look at the statistics, you just don't think about gambling as being as bad as it kind of is. I mean, you know, it sounds like fun, right? It sounds like going to a casino, all the pictures that they show, everyone's happy and playing the slots and all that, but it's not always like that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so prevalent. Like you mentioned, the numbers are really high, even with youth right now. And casinos are just one among many different forms of gambling that have that impact. The lottery, and online forms of gambling, as you mentioned, are really having a very significant impact. And, you know, this isn't an abstract problem. This is a problem in our own families, our own lives, our own workplaces. When the numbers that are out there are in a recent survey that was done by Illinois Department of Public Health, it was about 3 to 4% have a problem gambling issue, and another 7+% at risk. That's a significant part of the population. And then you add in the immediate families of all those folks, and we're talking very significant. Part of our community has someone that they know who is impacted by this gambling addiction. And those impacts you mentioned, suicide and divorce and depression and debt, those are impacting so many families with those numbers being that high.
This
is somebody you know.
Yeah. We have like 30 seconds, but can you tell our listeners if there's a loved one in the family that you suspect has a gambling problem, how do you approach that? If you can give them kind of the nutshell of that.
Yeah, there's good help at We Know the Feeling. WeKnowTheFeeling.org is the site, and there's a hotline there as well, so you can direct them to some good help there. But it's important to let people know that you really care about them, and you see the impacts, and you're there to help them and not to judge them.
And Zach, I'm going to have you talk to my producer after you're off, and we'll post that on the website, the WGN website, under Karen Conti on today's show. So you, if anyone out there has somebody they know, they can reach out to that resource. Zach Savella Stollard with Stop Predatory Gambling Illinois. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.